I don't fuck with you. You little stupid ass bitch, I ain't fucking with you. You little dumb ass bitch, I ain't fucking with you. I got a million trillion things I'd rather fucking do than to be fucking with you. Little stupid ass, I don't give a fuck. I don't give a fuck, bitch.
Yes. Okay. That is the vibe, you guys. Welcome.
That is my feeling, exactly.
Yep. Welcome. This is the Black Board Collective Presents Justice and Juice. Nice.
It was a little delayed.
No, I thought it was good.
Thank you. We've been
practicing. No. I mean, it was delayed because I almost forgot. Like, you did it, and then I was like, ah. I jumped in.
Well, almost forgot.
Right in the pocket.
I'm going to start by apologizing to the listeners. I'm being attacked, and there's construction being, like, happening right outside of my window, and will probably last for the rest of my life. So if you hear jackhammering and buzzsawing, then send your thoughts and prayers, because that's what I'm dealing with all the time, every day of my life.
Tease and peace. Tease and peace, everybody, please.
Great. So I am... You guys, I'm so tired today.
Don't ever do that again. What was that? Scottish? Was that Scottish?
You guys, yeah. I'm 5% Scottish, so.
Nice. Ooh.
Casey and I are Black, Irish, / Scottish.
Yeah.
I'm a descendant of Scottish royalty.
Of course you are, Ginger.
Wow.
This Ginger's not real, royalty. But I am Scottish royalty.
That's exciting.
Why'd you have to remember me? I thought you were.
Next year, I want to go to Ireland and Scotland for my birthday, so we should all go because those are all of our...
Did you just invite our listeners to go?
Yeah, yes.
I was inviting
the listeners
can also... Yeah. I don't know. You guys, anyway.
This is a private conversation between the three of us. Nobody else is listening. Like, no problem. No issue.
I low-key kind of forgot.
I kind of just want to end everything with that now. That great that you hit that Scottish great. It was just real good.
That was good.
Okay.
It's early.
Casey, what are you drinking today?
Thank you so much. I'm just drinking coffee. I'm drinking coffee and water.
Great.
More coffee than water.
I can't stop.
Paige.
What's up, y'all? It's Paige. I'm drinking water and a cold brew, coffee as well. That's it. Nothing. I'm like not super exciting. I worked until like 3 a.m. So I'm a little sleepy.
Coffee.
But I got this coffee and I got some sleep. So
yeah, the schedule situation that's coming back as everything gets vaccinated, I'm discovering that I don't have my pre-pandemic energy or stamina. And I actually have more this is not post-pandemic. We're still in a pandemic, people. Don't get crazy. But for this new era that we're entering into, I find that my schedule has more than what it even had. Like, Black Board Collective didn't exist before.
Right.
Before the pandemic. And I have multiple things that are like that, which is so great. But I don't know. I'm
struggling. But then also, well, yes, I see you. I feel you. The listeners get you. I think also, too, like, you forget that for a whole year, like, we didn't do shit. Like, I didn't do shit for an entire year. I had no schedule. I had nothing to do. And now I have schedules and things.
Speak for yourself. I watched all of 13 seasons of RuPaul's Drag Race. That was...
Yeah, you did.
Okay. I watched all of Game of Thrones.
Oh, wow. Yeah,
which, honestly, you're right. You did some shit. I didn't. I drank bottles of wine all day and...
That's something.
Developed a problem. That's what I did. Okay? Oh,
my God.
Wow. She's okay, you guys. She's fine.
Everything's fine. No problems. Laska, what are you doing? Let's move that forward.
What's up, guys? Laska here. Activist, artist, asshole. Aquarius.
Asshole.
I am drinking a protein shake.
It looks like charcoal.
Why is it gray?
There's protein powder in here, berries, almond milk, water, glutamine, creatine, all the teens.
Why is it collagen?
Call it Dramamine. What the fuck? Yeah.
She just goes to sleep. Mid-podcast, she's just like, shh. That's funny. Blueberries?
Almond butter.
Yeah. Is it blueberries?
It's blueberries, raspberries, strawberries.
We're just trying to figure out the color. You can see the color of this shake. It's the color of my shirt.
Like, they also can't see your shirt.
Okay, that's fair. A lot of visual content for our audio listeners right now.
So they'll never know now. It's like gray, kind of.
It's gray. I just like, listen, I support you. I support you.
What usually happens next? A black business, which we do have.
Black business, baby.
That we are supporting you guys. So the black business for today, we're actually supporting this month the Disparity Trap game. So if you follow me on Instagram, there's a game that, the wizard's looking at me. Is everything okay? Okay.
Yes.
There is a game that I posted some little commercials for. I acted for the promo videos for it. And it's a socially conscious board game. It's an easy way to have hard conversations around race and privilege in America. It's super fun. It's such a fun way to like get a different perspective on other people in different tiers of privilege and how you react when you're in them. And you find yourself saying things that you hear people of that certain privilege say, and like where it can be like eye roll, you find you're like in it. And so you're like, dang, I see you now, you know? So right now they're doing a Kickstarter just to get started. So you can go to the homepage on our website to show your support for the game, order one for yourself. Very, very fun. Do it.
It's super fun. I played the, we did like a promo version of it, right? Or like in the like beginning stages of it. And we had so much fun.
We had a great time.
We were, because you like play opposite your race. So I was like a black woman, and it was.
And I was a white woman, and I became a Karen very quickly. Like
she did. And I had a lot of struggles. I couldn't get into school. I couldn't do anything.
Go to jail and get pregnant?
I got, like anything. I like any horrible thing that was happening just kept happening to me. And I was like, you guys, I can't do it. I can't. I had a couple babies, I think.
And I was struggling as well, but like not as bad. But I was still really angry that I was struggling so much because I was doing my best. Like I made all the right choices, and then life just kept not working for me.
Yeah, she like went to college. She like did everything you were supposed to do. She went to college. She got a job. Like she did everything.
And then I just couldn't get hired.
Yeah, it was a mess. JJ and Christian were like living their best lives. Fucking men.
I know.
So this is a game that you would play for fun, because this doesn't sound very fun.
It's super fun though. Like it is really fun. It's really fun.
Sounds like life-ish.
It's like, it is like life, but you're at, it's life if you're focusing more on the race and privilege of the situation.
It's really fun.
It's super fun. Especially with friends like mine. Like if I was able to get enough of my friends together and play this game, we would have a blast.
It'd be crazy.
So do it. Give them money. Play the game. You can find it on our website, theblkboardcollective.com. Okay.
Yes.
.com. So, things that are happening this week. Wiz, you want to start us off?
Yeah.
Oh, Brigitte, Wiz, you want to start us
off? No, I was just going to say that we haven't talked. The last time we were, we did a pod, the trial for Derek Chauvin was still going on.
That's crazy.
So, you know, guilty on all charges. Woo! Very good. Just know this doesn't change anything. And that his lawyer just tried to appeal the charges yesterday. So the fight is not over. Nothing is over.
What was the result? Do we have a result of that appeal?
Let me look.
If I have to jump over a gavel. See, this is why I'm not in politics.
Jumping over gavels again. I know. You would just be jumping all the time.
The gavels are so tiny. Like,
they're on the desk, like, page.
This size.
They're on the desk.
Yeah, it's not on the ground. It's impressive.
Okay.
She does parkour.
It says...
In my head.
I know.
So they're just detailing like errors in... It says, the 4-page document filed by attorney Eric Nelson details a number of errors the defense believes were made during the trial, which violated Chauvin's constitutional rights to a due process and a fair trial. Those include allegations of mistakes made by Hennepin Judge Peter Cahill, prosecutorial misconduct, juror misconduct, witness intimidation, and the impact of publicity.
Okay. Okay. Sure.
So, I mean, honestly, I'm not surprised that he did this. Like, any lawyer worth their salt would be doing something like this. Not that Eric Nelson, I mean, he's just doing his job, but he's trash, because why would you defend this
trash.
Man? But yeah, so, I mean, well, just keep your eyes on it. Just remember too, that like the fact that this was such an open and shut case, and it was still so like nerve wracking, and everyone was holding their breaths, waiting to see their breaths, multiple breaths.
Yeah.
Like that's every breath I have.
Every breath. Mm-hmm. That's the system. His set, like, nobody knows what his sentencing is going to be like. So just like don't stop putting your foot on the gas. This is not over. One person convicted of murder does not solve anything. And correct. Don't let anybody tell you that it does. That's correct. All. Wiz, talk to us about the vaccine. Or something. I don't know. I felt like you had something.
V to the A to the C to the C to the I to the N to the E.
What's up? Hey, I actually wanted to talk about something else really quickly.
Oh, well then fine. Great. I just gave you that whole fucking
I know, that was such a good vaccine lead-in.
It was a good one. But no, I wanted to quickly, because we're talking about like this, cool. I'm trying to find this article and I'm totally blowing.
What he meant to say, Alaska, was fuck you.
No, it's fitting. It's fitting for the intro song and everything. Yeah, I don't fuck with you. I got it. Cool.
No. The gentleman who was who was killed by lethal injection, who they recently found out that he actually was innocent by DNA.
Mm-hmm. Great.
And that's just another great example of like our justice system, right? Where it's like, you know, one type of justice for one group of people. Now, police will get the best possible care, right? We know that. I mean, who would get more protection than the police? Maybe a politician, you know, but like the police are getting that. But yeah, I, you know, abolish the death penalty, number one. So,
yeah.
But yeah, as far as the vaccine, actually, there's breaking news just now, literally just now.
Breaking news.
We are doing a thing that basically waives the vaccine patent slash, hold on, it's not called a patent. But I think
it's called a patent.
Where basically it allows other countries access to using the vaccines that we've been using here in America in different parts of the world. Now, just because you're doing that doesn't mean that these countries are instantly able to make a vaccine, right? Making a viable vaccine requires the manufacturing facilities, et cetera. Does that make sense? Mm-hmm. You can't just go, oh, look, now we can make a vaccine. Everyone make a vaccine. But it's a great... It's another step towards allowing and helping countries create and develop these life-saving vaccines that are really not just life-saving, but like earth human being normalization saving, right?
Can
like
we not entire... just send them some vaccines?
We can do both. But you need to have everywhere possible needs to be making these things.
Kind of upsets me that there's like a patent on it. Like I get it and I want those people to like get what they deserve for creating this and like inventing this and the science, but like it starts to feel like so capitalistic to sell it's like life-saving things. Like I don't know. It feels weird for that to be patented. Is that just me being a bleeding heart?
Yeah, it's just that I think the important thing to remember is there are processes that go along with all of this stuff. So when you go, hey, traditionally you wouldn't give away a patent on something right away, right? But as we've developed with COVID, we've seen that we need to do more than just the usual, right? So I think that's why it's been slow, but not, you know, it's moving in the right direction. And I think we're seeing that happen now with this current, you know, moment. So yes, you're right, Paige. I think we're moving slowly towards opening it up. And in the future, what does that mean though? And that's where the real debate begins, right? Where it's like, well, should insulin be free for everybody? should. Yes. Like certain things like what do we go?
Everything should be fucking
put me
free.
On the board. Yes.
Well, yeah, but what's the incentive to solve problems / what's it, that's the constant ebb and the flow. Why would someone want to work in an industry that solving problems equals no pay?
I mean,
but also,
that's what
if you can solve a problem.
Activists
that helps
do that
a lot
all
of people,
day. I think activists do shit like that all day and get paid nothing. Teachers do that all day and get paid nothing. And scientists, like, I don't know, if you want to be a part of a industry that helps people, do it because you want to help people,
right,
and
right.
not for money. Like capitalism, man. I'm not into capitalism today. I'm never into it, but I'm really down on it today. Like that makes me so sad. It makes me sad that like for there to be an incentive to create a product that saves someone's life.
Yeah.
It has to be a monetary incentive. Like the incentive should be that you're saving people's lives.
Yeah.
You know?
But we're talking about businesses that are corrupt. They don't. Right. They make nothing if they save people. If they continue to keep people, if they continue to keep people sick, if you don't have no. I'm gonna shit all over fucking breast cancer awareness. Those businesses and these companies that maybe do some good, but ultimately, if you watch documentaries and you actually do some research on these companies, they're only there because people have these diseases. If people were cured of these things, if people had ways of being able to get through and get healthy, these businesses would not survive. They wouldn't need right. to be there anymore. But right. they take this money and they continue to save face, right? Put all kinds of stuff. It's like, I can't remember the documentary I watched a couple of years back about organizations like Breast Cancer Awareness, and you go on their websites, but then they put things on their websites that are in the complete opposite, resources, but also like information to people who are dealing with or going through cancer, giving them things that are going to continue to keep them having cancer. Like it doesn't, you know what I mean? Like food and things like that. When a lot of things come down to, at least in our bodies, come down to nutrition, and we have bodies and defense mechanisms within our bodies that have worked for hundreds and thousands of years. Like we can help ourselves, and yet we have these corporations that just wanted to keep us sick. That's the pharmaceutical company and industries for you. They just want to keep you sick. We're not Canada. If we were, people would have fucking insulin. We wouldn't have to drive across the goddamn border to get it.
I saw this video on, I think it was the New York Times that published it. And they interviewed people from around the world about, and like asked them questions about our healthcare system. And these people were like devastated. Like absolutely. They were like, what do you pay for? Because like, this guy was like, I had a heart problem and he was in Canada. He had a heart problem. He had to have surgery. He had to do all of these things. And he was like, I didn't ever have to worry about the money or what it cost or anything like that. And like America, it's like the number one reason people go bankrupt in America.
I truly don't know why we're not all Canadian. Like why we don't just all.
Seriously, I'm about to get a Canadian wife and be like, let's go. I'm out. I'm done.
Yeah. I would love to have Canadian citizenship.
Do that.
It's actually really sad. I am so averse to going to the doctor because I don't want to pay for it. Like I have insurance and still my copay is pretty high. I think with the insurance that I have, I only get like three visits at that price. And then I have this giant deductible that I would have to fill. So then I would have to start paying like entirely out of pocket for a while. It's just so much of a headache.
Well, it's just crazy.
It makes me not even want to go.
Yeah.
Also, you have to be like kind of your own doctor when you go to the doctor, which is like insane. You're like, you show up and the first thing that comes to mind is like from Mean Girls, you're a pusher. You're pushing drugs. you're a pusher or whatever she says. But like, it reminds me of like, I mean, you have to be mindful of doctors. Like they are tied in, right, with drugs and they give you extra shit just to give it to you. Like you should see my partner, Tiffany, she goes into doctor's offices and she makes them feel like, no offense to doctors, but she's like, why do I have this? Why are you giving me this? Why are you prescribing me that? I need to know what it's for. Like, I want to know because I'm not just going to take some random fucking pills just to fucking take them. For what?
Yeah.
Like, for what? You know what I mean? Like, I'm not just going to, and we should be more mindful of that. And that's, again, part of the pharmaceutical industry. We're able to come to the table and negotiate prices for drugs in this country. And yet we don't. Not the way that, like, you know, Canada is, or like other countries are doing it. We're just like, eh, whatever. We'll just charge our people thousands of dollars.
Well, we just pretend like there's no, like, that there is no blueprint, like that, that it doesn't work anywhere else. Like, that's my favorite thing when people are like, well, how are we going to, and I'm like, look at fucking Canada, Finland, Denmark,
goddamn radical leftists, Sweden, like
every single thing. I'm like, there's so many very clear ways that this could work. And you just like, don't want to make it work. I don't understand.
Yeah, but when you have for-profit healthcare, that's the problem.
Mm-hmm.
You know, healthcare is one of those things that feels like it shouldn't be for-profit. Everyone should get access to healthcare. It should be as good as the country can afford, right? Mm-hmm. And it should allow someone like Casey to go, I feel comfortable going there because it's not going to cost me a lot. I can pick a doctor near me. I know what I'm doing. It's going to be free, probably, right? 100% free. And that's great. And I won't pay for any medications if I need something. And that's great too. Or I can deny the medications. I don't need them. Like, whatever it is, like, our current system is so flawed that it's embarrassing. Yeah. But the vaccine development is a little bit different than that storyline, just a little bit, in my opinion. But in our country, the vaccine is basically socialized healthcare, right? In this country, the vaccine is free for us to take.
Yeah.
So the purpose is being served correctly with how the vaccine is being deployed. And that should be for everything, including rare and obscure diseases, right? That have very expensive pills, or simple things like insulin that many people require and need every single day to stay, you know, to stay alive. I mean, that's absurd that you spend any amount of money on that, let alone hundreds of dollars a month. Or skipping.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I haven't been to the doctor in years. Like, I only go to the doctor if I'm like ill. Like, there's no checkups. There's no nothing. Yeah. My family history is fucked up. Like, I should be going to the doctor, but I don't have the money to go. And like, I'm not. What am I going to do? Pay every time? I can't. Like, I can't afford it. Right. Nobody can. So then they wonder why we're like the most unhealthy country.
Nobody goes
to the doctor.
I was also just gonna say, we also have this huge, this weird thing about having holistic or like Eastern style medicine or anything like that. Here, it's like we can't fucking pass. How long did it take for marijuana to even be like considered a medicine in this country?
Right,
mushrooms are still like a like there are so many different kinds of therapy and like Eastern medicine or holistic kind of drugs that we could, and people are just they get perceived, I guess, like in this country as insane for wanting to be holistic. Treating themselves holistically is what I'm saying. When for hundreds of years, people have been doing that. You know what I mean? Yeah. But it's because we're drug pushers. You're a pusher. You're just pushing.
Yeah.
Oh, mean girls.
Yeah.
They gave us that. But they are, because they don't want us to have that. It's a pretty fucked up situation. I mean, the only thing we can really do, guys, is move to Canada or like hold our, you know, representatives.
This is just for any listener that's Canadian and wants to marry me. Let's... Preferably a woman, just
same for me, but a man.
But a man.
So we, I mean, we're in the market for a man and a woman. So
man and a woman, Canadian,
send your
European
to Blackboard.
What if they were siblings?
Oh my god, fun! We'd be
sisters. That would be. Really,
I love that for us. Yeah, send us your resumes.
Well, to be clear, I mean, I feel like us saying a man and a woman isn't specific enough, because we specifically need a woman seeking another woman and a man seeking a woman. You know, so just to be just to be clear,
yes.
What?
But still, send your resumes. We're trying to get
Canadian married.
Okay, we're trying to get the fuck out.
You guys, I'm going to put like some like Love Shack song underneath this little moment here. Okay?
Please do.
Or like,
the
Love Boat. The Love Boat, maybe. You know?
Should we do like a, what do you call those dating shows? Those blind date shows where they're behind the.
I don't know what they call it.
Isn't it the Dating Game?
Yes.
Sure.
The Dating Game.
I used to watch it when I was
like. They're like number two. What do you like to do in the afternoon? Then they say some weird response.
I'm Canadian. Casey goes, deal.
Yeah,
Casey's
deal.
Like, that's amazing.
That's the one.
The Canadian one. Yeah. Okay.
Wrap him up. Send him to
wrap him up. Give him to me. Oh my goodness.
Wow, if only it were that easy.
Seriously.
And like, the business is great out there. Like, acting and stuff, it's awesome.
Everything shoots in Vancouver.
Everything is cast in Vancouver.
Well, everything shoots in Vancouver. A lot of it is cast here as well. Like, I have friends who audition. I don't get a lot of auditions to go out there, though. And, like, what's that about, Canada? Y'all got, like...
It depends on your title, no?
What? What do you mean?
It depends on your, like, if you're like a guest star or a co-star, they're not typically going to fly you. But if you're like a series regular, they'll fly you there. But co-stars and regular and like, co-stars and like guest stars, they're typically looking for people within that area that they are already shooting.
I audition for series reg stuff all the time, though. Just never
Right, that's what I'm saying. Oh, they'll fly. If you know what I mean? When you get yours, which you will.
Thank you. I know, but I'm saying I'm not even getting the opportunities. I need y'all to send me the auditions. I need to be auditioning to go. Anyway.
Hello, are you listening to us, casting people?
And I don't know how y'all are doing out there on black actors, but it can't be that great. Like, I don't see a lot of them in the Canadian shows.
Right, what's happening?
That's fair. Canadian.
Are you writing this
shows.
Down? Write it down.
Are you writing this down?
Write it down.
What? Oh, there was a... Oh, Wiz?
Well, I was going to say, Wizard. Casey, can you tell us about your experience speaking over the weekend?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that I missed. You guys, before she says anything, Casey's a fucking spoken word artist.
Ooh.
Casey is not a spoken word artist.
No. Casey's a babe. Don't do that. I will leave right now. Oh. I will leave in the middle of this episode.
No, you won't.
You want to dare
me? She's not going to leave.
Don't dare. Don't do that. Why do you have to? You know she's going to commit.
It's just still more visual content for the listeners. It's just more visual content. She just ripped her headphones out.
It was very dramatic.
Okay.
Very dramatic.
Anyways, please tell us everything you did.
Can you also read that piece on here for people who weren't there?
Just the poem part?
Yeah.
Sure.
You should do it. Please do it.
I don't feel like pulling it up. I should know it. I've said that's it from okay. memory at the thing.
You can do it another time or later, whenever your heart tells you.
Yeah, I'm not going to do it now. But y'all go watch. Wow. It is posted, though. It is the speech is posted on our page at the BLK Board Collective on Instagram. Also, if you are a newsletter subscriber, we sent it in the email this week, so you also have it there. And it's on my personal page. Y'all can go watch it. It was great.
It was lovely.
The event was Black Women Period. It was an event to uplift and celebrate Black women. I was invited to speak as the founder of the Black Board Collective on art as a revolutionary practice. And I was very, very nervous, but I prepared a little ditty, and I did a little ditty, and afterward I felt really good about it. And thank you to the people who reached out to say a nice word or say that they were touched by it or share how it made them feel. That means the world to me. That gives all of the validation, and it makes it all worth it, because it really is. It's for you. So thank you for all the love, everybody. And yeah, I was just honored to be invited.
Yay. And she looked really cute in her little Blackboard Collective crop top. So check out the store.
Yes.
Plugging merch. What else were we talking about? We were going to talk about critical race theory. Should we crack into it?
Yeah. Tell us about it.
So critical race theory is essentially it's like being taught that race is involved in the things that we do in our life, in our government, and how everything was structured. So there's a big push on the right, from the right, to like disallow critical race theory to be taught.
Which doesn't make any fucking
so
sense.
Fascist.
You live in this country. Makes no sense.
But
no.
It's like the most, it's crazy to me that people who are so like for freedoms and like America are like, no, but you have to say that it's good. Like, that's the most fascist thing I can ever think of, is the government saying that you have to support the government. That is fucking Russia. Like, that's what happens in Russia.
It's also
that
China.
China and these countries that everyone's like, well, we're not there, we're not them. But like, here we are. We have whole debates on news sites, news cycles about critical race theory right now because the right thinks that it's teaching America that America is bad.
Yeah.
There was just open your eyes.
There was this really funny excerpt that I heard this morning about, and I wish I had any details about who this guy was. But maybe if you guys have heard it, you'll be able to tell the people. I think he's a representative from, blah, blah, I don't know.
Oh, I love blue. That's my favorite place.
It's beautiful there. It's beautiful.
And he was like, you know, people are arguing that 1619 is an important year in American history, and I disagree. And I'm not saying that you shouldn't be able to discuss the goods and the bads of slavery. And
I'm sorry.
Yeah, he says this. And
let's
then
put a pin in that.
His other representative, I think it was a representative from the same state who was like, but there is no good in slavery. And you just hear the whole room like erupt in laughter. And he's like, no, well, yeah. Like, no, you're right. I misspoke. It was like, it was the most absurd thing.
It's they just like show their ass. Like they all just show their ass about that all the time.
It's a very cringy moment.
They say things like that all the time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I just think that it's really crazy, and it really just shows to me the hypocrisy of the right specifically, because they always are talking about how we're communists and we're coming in to take over the government and socialism, blah, all these horrible, horrible things, when they're literally trying to enact like fascist policies and rewrite history to make them feel better about where they
I don't think it's about them covering it up because they need to feel better about it, because that would imply that they're actually ashamed of it, and I don't think they are.
Ooh, that's
I think
fair.
These are like descendants of Confederate soldiers, Confederate families who still feel like they lost the war and were raised very much in that spirit. And so teaching about slavery in a way that we would rightfully in 2021, where it was an abomination, and if you're a Confederate soldier, you are on the wrong side of history, is not something mm-hmm. that they're interested in. Mm-hmm. I wish it had something to do with shame. That would be much better.
That's actually that's a very good point. I think you are
specifically too, because they don't believe that anything that our perception of what happened, or how, you know, 1619, for example, was a very different story to them. Like,
are we saying the right year? It is 1619.
Yeah, 1619 is right.
Yeah.
They were brought up with different stories than what, you know what I mean, than mm-hmm. us. Like, we were even brought up with the wrong fucking stories, and now we're learning and mining them and figuring them out. But these people don't, they're like, they just think you're wrong, like straight up. But that's a part of, like, you know, when you think of like the people who are part of Ku Klux Klan, right? They're raised with a very specific way of thinking. And there are people who can get out of that, but there are a majority of them, do you know what I mean, who end up sticking with that. And it's hard to try to unlearn, right? We're trying to unlearn and unroot a lot of shit in this country.
Speaking of, sorry, you just brought up the Ku Klux Klan, and we just started the Blackboard Book Club, and there's a black writer who wrote this like horror book called Ring Shout. That's like based, it's like I can't even describe it, but it's like a horror based around his imagination of all the weird dark shit that went on with the beginnings of the Ku Klux Klan.
Oh my
and we're
gosh.
Gonna be, it's supposed to be a brilliant book. So we're gonna be reading it. And I need you guys to join me because I'm terrified.
Yeah, that sounds really scary, but I'm not into it, but like I'm here for
it. Yeah, you're here for, yeah, please.
I'll read it with
order,
you.
Order, everybody order Ring Shout from A Black
Woman. I want to read it.
Yeah.
Okay.
I was going to jump on a statement. Yeah, the idea that, you know, Casey, you were saying that like, you know, these people were like potentially sons or daughters of Confederate soldiers and things. And I'm like, it's possible, but most likely they're immigrants. Most likely they've probably come to the country in the last 100 years.
Well, ain't that
years.
Just the...
I mean, but I mean, if you look back far enough, they're all immigrants.
Exactly. Well, yeah, but from that people. Time period, technically somebody could have been here, you know, from that exact era.
Yeah.
But what I'm getting at is like, you have people like the previous president whose father had to flee Germany to come to America, not because he was like a persecuted minority, but because he was a persecuted Nazi. And he comes to this country, and now all of a sudden you have this man and this family pretending that there's some like you know, they have some cause with the Confederacy, like that they need to like support, which seems so absurd as they themselves are German fascists, basically. It is a very interesting place of time that we're living in, where literally the Confederate flag today is being used in a way very much like the Nazi flag was all over the world, not just in this country. And that's really important to like pay attention to. And if you listen to the 1619 podcast, you know, piece, which I listened to, and I was completely blown away by how it was not anything like this boogeyman that the Republican Party is so concerned about, but instead a beautiful piece of auditory experience, right? Like an auditory journey.
Sorry, it's a podcast?
Yeah, so it's kind of like a whole thing. So 1619, it's a podcast. They have their own like website. It's Nicole Hannah Jones. She did it.
From New York Times, no?
Yeah. And it's like so good. It's like really, very really, good. Really, the podcast is great.
I'm going to text you right now.
It's really, so really good.
It's
so good. Yeah.
But it's like honestly one of the least offensive things I could think of. As someone saying something is so bad, and I listen to it and I go, this is just a
I've learned worse things like in school, like from these history books that they're like sitting there trying to say are like better. I just think that there is this this weird thing to me that people think that you can't criticize something and still care about it. Like I can criticize my country and say these are problems, and I can still say fuck America, and that doesn't mean that I'm going to like explode it. Like that's like it, the two things are not the same. Like it doesn't make you personally. I think the most American thing you can do is fucking criticize your government, criticize your officials, because that's what we're supposed to be doing. It's a democracy. Yeah. Ella.
It's Penny agrees.
She was like, fuck America. Fuck America.
And then when you say stuff like that, though, people are like, well, then just leave the country then. If you don't like
it. I would do that. But guess what? We didn't control the pandemic. And so now we're lepers to everybody around us. And
also,
I can't.
Also, I'm looking for my Canadian zaddy, okay?
Listen. Also, like I said before. If you want to be my wife.
Good start. Yeah.
Super smooth.
Real good. Yeah. Really good.
Wicked smooth. But yeah, y'all just like look up your own stuff about critical race theory. Understand it's really not scary. It's important to understand the way that these things all weave together and the role that race has played in our society, in our world, and still does. So just don't, I mean, if you listen to this and like rock with Fox News, like good for you, but why?
You are bold, but really. I applaud you for being open-minded, I'll say that.
But I have some questions, reach out because we got to talk.
I have many questions.
Yeah, but just like don't believe everything that you're hearing about, you know, like, oh, critical race theory is, it's not scary. It's something legitimate. Do your own research.
Don't be a sheeple.
Thank you.
I hate that word, sheeple.
It's so annoying to me.
I
don't be a sheep.
But don't. What but also, do like, mean? Don't. I mean, like, don't just follow everybody. Don't follow the fucking crowd just because everyone's doing what the... Look, I was not, speaking of, like, something, for example, that was not... That was not my favorite thing, like the vaccination at first, right? I was very weary of, or very, is weary the right word?
Yeah,
weary. I wanted to say eerie, which is very different. About whether that was something that I actually wanted to do or not. Mm-hmm. And I really ultimately did not want to do that because I didn't want to stick something into my fucking body that I didn't know the exact breakdown of what that was. That's just me. But after doing research, after taking some time, after following the fact that we have Black people on the research and the science teams, it made me feel a lot more comfortable to do that. But I'm saying sheeple are just like, whatever, everyone's doing it. You know, whatever. And that was me making noise. What do you call that? Sound effects for when you get a vaccine shot.
Just more visual content. We love it.
Yeah, more visual content for you. So anyways, that's what I mean by don't be a sheeple. It's like, just because everyone's doing just it, like, do your own research. Like, there's
do your own
so
research, make your own choices.
There. Right. Yeah.
I have a really funny vaccination story, but I don't want it to like discourage people from getting vaccinated. This has nothing to do with the vaccine. This has nothing to do with the vaccine. This has everything to do with the nurse who gave me my second vaccine's bedside manner.
What happened there? So, yeah, let's talk about it.
I'm nervous.
I got the first shot and felt nothing, right? Like, it didn't feel like, I didn't even know when she was done giving me the shot. I was like, what? It happened? That's crazy. Second shot, not the case. Second shot, hurt. And I was like, what? Why? And I was like, whoa, that's so weird. The first shot, I barely even felt it. And she literally looks at it and goes, you know what? People have been saying that today. It might be these syringes.
What? Yeah, that's what we're not going to do.
What?
What do you mean? Does that what
There are things that you just don't say.
There's things
like
that you
she
just
said
don't...
the quiet part out loud, like a lot.
She, what?
That was...
I don't.
I mean, you nailed. That's your story, right? Like, can I jump
yes,
in quick
that's
on
the
that?
Story.
Okay. So as you know, and as you can imagine, we're delivering all of these vaccines, right, in this country. It requires a ton of needles. It requires a ton of plastic tubes that cover the tip of the needle. There's so much stuff. So my guess is for you, you may have gotten like a, you know, a non-branded generic of a needle that like, you know, they ran out of like the really high-end kind, or that's like, you know, whatever. And this is like a new manufacturer. That is gonna feel.
I feel like I don't
possibly.
Know that you're actually making her feel better right now with this.
No, it's fine.
I'm so sorry.
Hey, if you, Casey, you got the needle they found in the alley. They just picked it up and they were like, "Fuck it."
That's honestly what it sounds like.
You have
right
a
now.
It's a new design.
The issue is the needle.
The issue with what she said is that it could mean literally anything. Like, it could have, I'm like, is it rusty? Is it like wood?
You're like, am I going to get locked, Joe?
It's not rusty. You're good.
Like,
it's
why
not rusty.
Would you? No, I feel, you know, it's been weeks now and I'm fine. But it just, in the moment, was so funny. And then also, I completely forgot that it happened. Like, I was so mortified. And then the next day, I was dead, you know, because after your second shot, like, it takes you out.
Yeah.
But I thought about it again the other day. And I was like, that is actually hilarious that she said that to me. And that I also just froze. Like, I couldn't even formulate a response. I was just like... And she was like, okay, so go sit over there for 15 minutes. And I was just like, okay.
You're like, okay, is my arm going to fall off? Did you take the needle out? Is it stuck?
Yeah, Casey's like, this is not going to make anyone vaccine hesitant, but I got a rusty needle injected into my arm and I died the next day. It's totally good, guys. Just get it. Trust me.
Listen, I had a great vaccine experience. I walked up. The lady congratulated me. I got my one and done. I sat for 15 minutes and then I drank tequila all night and I was fine.
And then you didn't get a blood clot. Good for you. Fuck.
Also didn't get a blood clot. My periods have been unfucking real though. So I don't know. I've heard a lot of people say that it like makes, I don't know. My periods have been so bad, like really crampy, uncomfortable. So keep an eye on that, gals.
Yeah, that's a bummer. But
Valley gals.
Again, get your vaccine.
I will take it. It's worth it to me.
The way that story really ends is that I turned into a superhero. So,
yeah.
My story was not exciting. I stood in line. I had this older woman stab me in the arm. Tiffany got hers done. And then there was like this kind of screen behind her while she was getting her thing. And she knocked the fucking screen over in the CVS. And everybody was like, ah! Like, she's like...
Oh my god!
Man. Because it wasn't like this. It wasn't like wood. It was metal. So
it made a giant noise.
And then Tiffany was like, "Was that me?" Yeah, honey, it was you.
Sweet little angel. She's a goodie, little baby. Oh my god, I love it.
Get vaccinated, people. And with that, we are going to. Oh, I do want to say Happy Asian American Pacific Islander Heritage Month.
Yes.
We are going to be posting things on our Instagram page all month for ways that you can celebrate and people for you to follow and places to donate to.
Love it.
I also want to mention that if you haven't heard about the situation in India with the pandemic, it's real bad, y'all. Like people are struggling. Like they really have like nowhere to even store any of the bodies anymore. It's bad. So we have resources on the homepage of our website where you can donate to help in any way that we can. I hope that we can help them get some vaccines over there very, very soon. But yeah, send your thoughts and your helps and your money is over there if you can. Mm-hmm.
And honestly, like, any amount of money is helpful. $5 is really something. So just, like, do what you can for them. They need us. They just need someone, anyone. They're out of oxygen tanks. They're having to bring their own oxygen tanks if they're even being admitted to the hospital. So
yeah,
just keep India in your thoughts, in your prayers if you pray.
Yeah.
Yes, and help if you can.
Let's end on something that we are excited about within the next week.
Yay. I have something this week.
Yay. What is it?
I'm getting a tattoo on Thursday.
Oh, yeah, you are.
And I'm very excited about it. And I'm also done with school on Friday
this week. So I'm excited for you to be done with school.
I'm so excited to be done with school. I have two more tests and then it's over and it's done for a few months and then it's going to be right back into it. But, and then I'm getting my California memorial tattoo of my time in California on Thursday. Yeah. I'm very excited.
And you're getting portraits of Casey and I on the other arm.
Yeah, we're going to be.
God, we're so perfect.
No, it's going to be on the same arm. We're going to be like peeking through the poppies.
We're in the poppies.
Okay. Like just our faces.
And then I just have like a little whiz like right here.
Yeah.
Perfect. Yes. I love that for me.
Yeah. Oh my gosh, you guys, Wiz merch coming to the store soon. We weren't able to announce it last time because he hadn't opened his gift yet.
Knock that off.
I know. But he's cringing, but he's been wearing his Wiz hat like almost every day.
Oh right. God, so, he's over here cringing like he doesn't wear it every day.
Yeah. Okay. So yeah, that was our birthday surprise for the wizard. And so it'll be available to you all very soon. So enjoy.
You guys are so sweet to me. It looked awesome. It was so awesome. Thank you. Seriously.
Yay,
and the sweatshirt is super cute. It's great.
I want that sweatshirt. I want it. Yeah. It's such a good sweatshirt.
And well, I'll go next then. So I'll say I'm going to Seattle to visit my family. Yay. I haven't seen them since obviously all this stuff. So I'm really excited to see them and
that's awesome.
Introduce them to the merch logo or the Wiz logo.
Yay! You said it also looks like your dad, right? Because do you guys have the same hair?
Oh, it looks very similar to my dad. Yeah, it's magic. It's
that's
magic.
So fun.
You guys nailed it. So,
yay!
I love it.
Alaska music.
I don't know. Let's see. I'm probably gonna finish up some songs this week. And I have an investor, well, somebody who was interested in investing me for my EP, so I'm I have to do that, which I've never done before. Which
yes,
is
that's so exciting!
Like, I have to, like, you know, it's like a whole thing I've never done, so we're working it out.
That's amazing.
I got an EP. I'm gonna say it here first, dropping this shit on Juneteenth. So,
yay, y'all! It's gonna be so dope.
Casey's heard a couple of the.
I've heard some sneaky
peekies. Very early samples of what's going to be happening on here.
Sneaky peekies and
the fourth song EP.
Wow, she just doesn't show me. It's fine, no problem. Anyways, Casey, what are you excited for this week?
I am excited to. I'm going to be going home to Texas next week on Wednesday, and I'm really.
Oh, bring you back some barbecue.
I don't think it travels well.
I was going to say I don't know. I don't know if I can. But I am really excited to go home. There's been so much happening at home, so it'll be, like, good to be with family. So I'm really excited about that.
Yay.
I love that.
We love that. Yes, family travels. Family.
Yeah, I know.
We are
family. Like a giant tree.
What is it, the stars?
All right.
Hi.
Let's. I feel like we need to out with that song. I think that's the outro.
Yes. Family.
Like a family.
So much more.
Ooh.
That was terrible. That's a terrible.
All right. I'm going to say it's time to go.
I don't
love you all. Bye.
Oh, my God. You guys, thank you so much. Yes, thank you for listening. As usual, like, rate, comment, subscribe, share, follow.
Bam.
And also maybe follow Cher.
Yeah.
Yeah. She tweets in all capitals all the time.
Oh,
yeah.
So. I mean, why not?
Aggressive.
You know. It is what it is.
But do all the things. Have a good week. Be kind. Make good choices. Don't forget to rest and drink your water. We are a family.